Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very excited because I have one of my favorite people. She's so funny and wonderful and such a delight and so talented, like very talented and such a fun person to hang out with. But also, pre-pandemic, she was a performer. It's Coop Foster!
Yay! Hello, everyone! Hello to lovely Rachel.
Hello! Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Today, we are talking about the 2006 movie, Alone with Her, starring Colin Hanks. And, oh boy.
It's... took me 3 different tries to finish this movie.
Really? And it's not that long. It's only like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
It's the longest 1 hour and 20 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Ever.
I will say the movie before this was King Kong, and that was 3 hours long, and that movie felt the same length as this movie.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't seen Alone with Her, the synopsis on IMDb is: a quiet but disturbed young man puts the life of a woman he's obsessed with under a virtual microscope when he installs hidden cameras throughout her house. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. That's literally the entire movie. There's no spoilers. There's nothing that I could say that would add to that. I will say that Colin Hanks is obviously my pretend boyfriend, so I love him. I went into it being like, oh, I'm going to see my boyfriend. But first of all, he's wearing JNCOs.
Yeah. He's also like not in it. And when you do see him, like he's in it, but like he's like, so the whole movie is shot like from the perspective of like hidden cameras. Like none of it is like you see like an actual scene or whatever. It's all like, I don't, you know how like songs are like in the movie or they're at, it's like camera, I don't know how cameras work, but it's like all like shot like you're looking at the footage.
And it's so unnecessary. Like, we got the point the first 3 minutes of the movie, and yeah, we did not need to have the whole movie be this weird Blair Witch Project point of view situation.
Yeah.
It kind of slowed the rhythm down. I did love the actress, though. She's amazing. Like, yeah, I want to see her in more stuff.
Yeah.
She probably is in more stuff, but I didn't look it up because I was angry after I finished the movie.
Yeah. I did look her up. She did have a few projects upcoming on IMDb, so that's a good sign.
Good, good, good. Yeah, it was a roller coaster that kind of went from here to here.
Yeah. That's, oh, for anyone listening, Coop just put her hands together. So it didn't go anywhere.
See my voice.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, so this movie, not much happens. It's exactly what you think, where he stalks this girl, and then he just gets angry when she starts dating some guy, and then also her friend gets a little suspicious of him, and then he kills her. Not great. It's basically the Netflix show You. But if the guy was a nerd who was not like hot, and then also if he wasn't super smart, all he had was cameras.
Yeah. And had a much more boring life.
Yeah. What was his life? Like, we never really found out anything real about him.
Yeah. Like, how was he making his money? How was he getting money for all these hidden cameras? Also, he seemed to have no fear of being caught.
Yeah.
Because he kept going back into our house, and it's like, you did it once. You don't need to do it again. Yeah. And also, he seemed like he can carry a conversation. So, like, why did he need to go through all this to meet a girl?
Yeah. But also, I was just like, Colin, you could be if you just got a makeover. Because he was doing the middle part hair.
Yes.
And then the glasses. And then also his wardrobe choices were not great. I was like, sir, instead of just stalking her through cameras, you could just use that money to you know, not that looks are everything, but, you know, looks are something.
He could have hit up the Gap with that money or something. He could have done something.
Yeah. Come on, sir. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Colin. Not poor Colin. Poor Colin for choosing this movie, but not poor Doug, which was his name in the movie.
Yeah.
I did see that the budget for this movie was $1 million.
Where did the money go?
Colin, probably, right?
Because even the way, like I said, the way they shot it was basically a camcorder.
Yeah. It was the shots were so annoying to me.
Yes. And it would have static. And it's like, there weren't a lot of locations. So the money didn't go there.
Yeah. Probably was Colin. Colin was like, I'll only do this if you pay me $990,000. And then $10,000 went to the rest of the movie.
I would 1,000% believe that.
Yeah, but it did gross $1.6 million, so it earned its money back.
Interesting. I'm very shocked that it did, because even the trailer for it didn't really make me want to go see this. It had it been 2006. This takes place in 2006, we should say. It was... Also, I have a question. Why didn't he ask for her phone number at the cafe? He runs into her at the cafe. Obviously, this is all planned out for him to talk to her. He never asks for her number. She's not creeped out by the fact that she keeps running into him.
Yeah.
There's so many. We need to get Colin on the phone.
Yeah. Colin? No, he's not here. none of it really made sense. Like, and then, she should have been a little bit creeped out that he was into every single thing that she was into. But also, maybe she's just not smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, she didn't notice that her life was completely falling apart as soon as she met him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, like, she couldn't go on her, he asked her on a date, and she was like, no, I have another date. And then, well, she didn't say that. She lied. She said she had family, which he got pissed about. And then he like, drugged her. Wouldn't you be like, this one guy got really mad that I couldn't go on a date with him. And then I got a tummy ache.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing. Every time I get diarrhea before a date, I'm like, somebody has been in my home and has injected my milk with Ipecac.
Yeah.
And doo-doo butter.
But the beginning of this did scare me a bit, because it was like, it had one of those things where it started with like I can't remember the statistic, but it was like basically like nowadays it's so easy for people to stalk and spy on people because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. And yeah, I was that like, freaked me out too. But that also made me think, like, is this based on a true story? Because it kind of was that based on a true story, black screen, white writing situation. But yeah, it was a good warning tale, but nothing happens.
Yeah. like everything you expected to happen happens kind of thing, where it's like, yeah, she eventually finds out and freaks out and then he kills her. And then he moves on to his next person. Here's the thing, what I thought would have been smart for that next thing, because she had a dog, right? What if instead he like met the next girl because he like released the dog and he was like, oh, sorry, this is my dog. And then we'd be like, oh, he took the, that's the, that's her, that's, what's her face's dog? I don't know.
Yeah, that would have definitely been a better plot twist.
Yeah.
There was no plot twist, but yeah, if there was, that would be a good one.
Yeah. Or my second pitch for the ending is because the whole thing is like found footage kind of thing, or just like, you know, camera, you know, hidden cameras. What if then we cut to like, this is the real movie, and it's it reveals that it was like evidence being played in a courtroom, and they caught him because he killed her.
See, this is why you should have been on the writing staff for this movie.
Yeah.
I'd want to see that.
Yeah. I mean, because then it would be like, oh, this whole time we were watching footage instead of like, you know, whatever. I feel like that just would have made it a little bit better.
That would have made it a lot of bit better.
Yeah. But instead they went with the whole, he found another person.
Insanity. Also, doesn't this lady have neighbors? When they see this man continuously breaking into her home?
Yeah. And also she's just like screaming. And you know the walls are thin because at one point she's like, hee hee, I can hear my neighbors having sex.
Exactly. Exactly. And then at one point the dog gets lost, aka he let the dog out. Let the dogs out. Sorry. and her friend goes to look for the dog in a park. And then he follows the friend. He follows the friend and murders her.
Yeah.
There was no real reason for her murder other than he didn't like him. He was, before he murdered her, he's like, you don't like me, huh? And then she's like, I don't know you. And then he murders her.
Yeah. Well, also, like, there's the whole thing where she calls someone to, like, run a background check on him. And we never find out anything because he kills her right before that. But it's like, I would love to have had her, like, find out something so that we could know about him prior to all this.
Exactly.
So we can see if he's done it before, like maybe he is wanted and he's done this multiple times, and then we would be like and then he kills the friend, and then it would be like, no, we were so close.
I feel like they were gearing up for like a part two of this.
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't want to give us answers. They're like, we got a Hanks in this movie.
Yeah.
We got this great actress in this movie. We got a poster that looks creepy.
Yeah.
And film footage. We're going to make a part two to this, and it's going to be a blockbuster. No. And then when it didn't happen, they were like, well, we'll never know more about Doug.
Yeah. Ugh, so annoying. Yeah. I was mad. Because here's the thing. I've been watching all of Colin's movies. So I've been seeing whatever. So he started out like appearing as like the friend in like teen comedies. And so that was great for him because it's a great, you know, and then he became the lead in like a teen comedy. And that was great. It was a great movie. But from there, he's done these like kind of not great roles. Like this one, he's like a bad guy. And then the last one, he was in King Kong, which was fine, but he played such a minor role that it was like, you're Colin Hanks. And then other ones, he's been like just a bad kid, and it's just like, no, Colin, you're the nerd you're the lovable nerd, not the creepy nerd. Like, pick better roles for yourself, sir.
I think he just wants to be the handkerchiefs guy.
He does want to be the handkerchiefs guy. But he's a good actor. And I know that we're going to get to... You can continue on your Colin Hanks journey if you would like. But I know we're going to get to better things because he eventually does TV. And I think he does really well on television. Mm-hmm. But I'm just mad at his movie choices. I'm wondering if he's like picking these different movies because he's trying to not be typecast as like, or not to be compared to his dad, because I don't think his dad would ever do something like this.
I think you're exactly right. Yeah, he's doing very much the opposite of everything his dad was doing.
Yeah.
Or is doing.
And I'm like, no, Colin, do everything that your dad's doing.
He's got an in already. Come on. He's the most loved man in America.
Yeah. Also, it's like, I know that you're trying to break away from your dad or like be known as something other than your dad, but you'll never, not that, but I mean like use it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see if like his dad was some awful person that he just wanted to distance himself from, but like we all love Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just get on board.
Get on board, Colin, because I picked my season 2 of You've Got Hanks to watch all of your movies, and I love you to bits, Colin. I do, but you're making it a little hard because not any, like by now in Tom's repertoire, we get the iconic movies of the 80s and the 90s, but for yours, yeah. I'm like alone with her. Come on, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
I still love you, Colin. I want to French kiss you. I like to look at your pictures, and I like your jean outfits.
Yeah.
Love your handkerchiefs. And yeah, let's smooch sometime.
Yeah. No, I do feel like this is like a growing pain situation where he's trying to find his place in Hollywood, and he's trying everything, and it's not anything is none of this is great, but it's a lesson.
Yeah, like he definitely did not ask his dad for advice. He was just like, I'm gonna do what I want, I'm gonna do this movie, it's my breakout role, I'm gonna be a scary guy, I'm gonna masturbate to this girl masturbating to her brush.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a good old movie.
Yeah, I will say, though, that Colin does have the same thing that his dad has, where it's that, like, charisma, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And so he brings, like, a charming quality, even when he's creepy. Like, Doug was, like, creepy, but you still were like, aw, Doug, come on, Doug, you know, because it was Colin.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
I feel like if it was, like, a... Like, he's done a couple movies with Ben Foster, and I feel like this is probably more of a role for, like, a Ben Foster.
Ooh, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. Where I feel like it would have been a very different movie, like, a lot scarier if it was Ben Foster. But this definitely brought that whole, like, nerd who thinks that he deserves women because he can stalk them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
I
honestly liked him a lot less once he yelled when the drink was spilled on him.
Yeah, what was that? He really overreacted.
I was like, what just happened? I had to rewind it to see what happened because I was like, did she like stab him by accident? What just happened?
Yeah, I also had to rewind, do the 10 seconds back kind of thing. And I was like, what just, why did he overreact like that? But clearly he had something he needed to work out because he had anger issues and would get very mad very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on IMDb, there is one fun fact. I guess you can call it fun fact. But the only trivia listed for Alone with Her is Colin Hanks has said that this is the tubbiest he has ever been on screen and that his father... Tom Hanks had a serious conversation with him about getting in shape.
What?
I know, right?
First of all, he was a regular sized man in this.
He was a normal sized human being, but apparently that was the tubbiest he's ever been.
What?
I know.
And Tom Hanks is a fat shamer?
Yeah. Isn't
that just learned?
That's upsetting, right? Wow. It was probably a thing, though, where maybe because how do you know this conversation happened unless it was like maybe one of those things where he did like an interview or something and he was like, yeah, I just felt like I really wasn't in my best shape for this role. I don't know. And then he was like, and I talked to my dad and my dad was like, well, you know what? Maybe you could just like. I don't know. Tom probably said it in a decent way, but the way that it was written for that IMDb, they made Tom look like a fat shamer. And
oh yeah.
Yeah. Cuz you know Tom has type 2 diabetes. And so like he has said, he's like, "Well, I talked to my doctor. My doctor said that the way that cuz I beat this is if I get back to the size I was in high school, but that's not going to happen." So Maybe Tom has like his doctor was like, "Hey Tom, you need to work on this because you're pre-diabetic or something." And so maybe it runs in the family. So then Tom was like having a serious issue with his son. He's like, "Look, I'm pre-diabetic, son, and I want you to be your healthiest. So if you're feeling like you aren't in the best shape that you are, we can work on it together." Maybe that's what happened.
I feel like that's absolutely what happened because Tom's no fat shamer.
Yeah, no. Tom's not fat shamer. IMDb, you got to fix that because someone's going to look at that and someone's going to write an article about it. And I'm upset that I brought that up because now people are going to go to it and they're going to be like, "Tom.
Tom would never do that. Listen, he has Chet Hanks as a son. As you know, I hate Chet Hanks."
Yeah, me
too. So I feel like he would never say anything mean. Because if he was going to say something mean, I feel like he would have said it to old Chet.
Yeah. Well, apparently the other day was Chet's birthday. And Tom didn't post anything, but Rita did post something, a picture together or something like that. And it was like, "We have loved you since the day you were born. You make us happy," or something like that. "You make us so happy, Chet." And I was like, Rita, what are you doing?
Rita, you got to distance yourself from this kid.
Right? I feel like, here's the thing. So Colin and Elizabeth are from Tom's previous marriage. And Chet and Truman are from Rita. So I feel like Rita feels very defensive of Chet because that is her son. Whereas Colin is the one that everyone praises and loves. But that's not her biological son. She did help kind of raise him, you know, a bit, even though Samantha was still around. But, you know, maybe she's just really she's like, "We do love you, Chet. We love you, Chet."
Where did it all go wrong, Rita?
Yeah.
Rita, did you do this? I feel like Rita did this.
I know. Well, it's so easy to blame Rita because Chet is half hers, whereas mm-hmm. Colin and Elizabeth are so wonderful. And yes. They're I think the real problem with Chet, I'm no therapist, I'm just an observer. I think the problem is that Colin and Elizabeth grew up when Tom was still kind of like a working actor. And so they had like a dad figure kind of there and who was, you know, and not as much money. Whereas Chet was like two famous parents with all the money. Probably his dad was off doing movies while he was a kid. So.
Yep. Nail on the head. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And his way of rebelling against being a rich white kid is to be a rich Jamaican kid.
I don't. People joke that my third season should be going through Chet's.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh man. Well, okay. So. He has like Empire, right? And then he was on Shameless. And then his music videos. So it'd be a very short season.
I didn't know he was an actor. I didn't realize he was on Empire or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is an actor. People hire him for stuff. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It must be nice.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, I joked that I would do a whole episode tracking down all the cameos that he's done for people and just watch those.
I like this too.
Yeah. So he joined Cameo, and at first I think it was only $99 for a video, and I was like, that's a lot. But then now it's jumped up, and I think it's like almost like $200 for a video or something more than that.
For Chet?
Yeah.
Who is paying? First of all, 99 is insane.
Yeah.
I would pay maybe $20 for a Chet Hanks video. Yeah. Maybe $20.
Yeah. But also these videos, you can ask them to say whatever you want. So you really could get an incriminating video that could go viral and then make you lots of money. So.
Oh, interesting. Are we going to go half on a Chet Hanks cameo?
I think so. If I put it on my TikTok, I feel like it could go viral and we could make at least $9 off of it. And
I'm down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. What are you going to do with your half of $9?
I don't know. Maybe invest it, probably.
Yeah. We could also try like to... Yeah. And then watch it grow. And in 20 years, it'll be $12.
Yeah. You know, I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah. Wow. I think we should do it. No, I asked... I joked about it online right before Christmas. Wouldn't that be funny if someone got me a Chet Hanks cameo for Christmas and no one did it? And it's, you know what? It's fine.
The price is outrageous though.
Yeah, it is. It's insane. But anyways, back to Alone with Her. I really don't know what else we can say about this movie. There really wasn't much going on. He stalks this girl and then eventually gets close to her, but she really doesn't want anything to do with him. And then her friends find out and he kills her. And then everything goes wrong with her life, and then he's there. And then at one point, she starts to make out with him, and they're about to have sex.
But yeah, that was the most awkward sex scene I've ever seen in my entire life. I was sitting there cringing, like, ugh, the entire time.
Yeah.
And then he turns away and is like, ah!
Yeah, because he can't...
rise to the occasion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which makes me think maybe he is taking some... I don't know. I can't comment on men.
Well, being an expert on penises myself,
yeah,
I think what has happened is he's obsessed about her for so long and watched her for so long that the thought of actually doing something with her is terrifying.
Oh, okay. I thought in my head, I was like, oh, he must be taking some drugs to, because he loves her so much that anytime he's around her, I bet he just gets like a boner all the time. Like he's taking drugs to suppress it. And so he can't get it up because he took drugs to suppress his boner.
Are there boner suppressants?
I don't know, but that would be illogical, because in my head I'd be like, oh, right on, you know, like he'd be so ready for this. I thought the opposite would happen, where he would like, you know, like right away, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening, but then I was, when he turned away and he's like, I knew.
Yeah,
he was just too in his head.
Yeah,
from watching her and stalking her.
But then also it could be, because also from TVs and movies, I've seen that like when you're depressed or something, or when you're taking certain like drugs, then it can affect your area too.
Yeah, area.
Yeah, so maybe that's also what I was thinking. We just didn't get enough information on Doug.
Not at all. We didn't see where he lived. We only saw a TV screen. There's so many things they could have done with Doug's storyline.
Yeah. They're too obsessed with that stupid camera aspect of the movie that we...
Yeah, I feel like that's how they pitched the movie. They were just like, there's this new way of filming stuff. It's going to be great. And then they focused on that.
Yeah.
And it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it was dumb. Okay. So for this season of You've Got Hanks, because you've mentioned that Colin has a line of Hankskerchiefs, I'm having everyone design a Hankskerchief based on the movie they watched. So if you could verbally pitch to me what you would have on your Alone With Her Hankskerchief.
I would have a camcorder.
Oh, yeah.
I would have JNCOs.
Ooh, yes.
I would have coffee. Mm-hmm. And then I would have an alarm clock because he put one of the hidden cameras in the alarm clock.
Oh, yeah. And what color would your Hankskerchief be?
Green, because a lot of that weird night vision was happening. So I feel like green would be appropriate with a little bit of static happening.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. That also happened a lot in the movie, and I was like, we get it. It's a camera. It's like when people add the weird, effects on their TikToks, and it's usually, people who are new to the app that are like, ooh, I can add an effect, and it's like, you don't have to add an effect. You know, like the weird, flash on where it's like a TV thing. Ugh. I'm like...
Still not on TikTok. I'm sorry. I downloaded it. I made a profile and then I just left it. It makes me feel so old.
No, come on. It's so fun. Once you get into it, you start scrolling. It's so fun. I promise.
And I scrolled and I was like, I don't understand what's happening. And I don't know. It's like Twitter. I don't know. It just cannot compute for me.
No, Twitter is a beast, but TikTok is a beauty. You just have to give it time. Here's the thing, when you first get on, it is intimidating, but you do have to kind of scroll through a lot of crap. It's like you just scroll through a lot of crap and then you start liking the things that you like, and then it really understands you.
I could see that. It was starting to pitch me a lot of drag queens, and I was like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And then random weird things would come up and I'm like, you don't know me, TikTok.
Yeah. I'll start sending you TikToks that I think are funny and then maybe it'll help, but also maybe it won't if it's just all stuff I think is funny.
I mean, I'm down. I just don't understand it.
No, I get it. It's a new thing, but you will understand it. Okay. Also for this season, I've been making people do BuzzFeed quizzes, and I just couldn't think of an idea for Alone With Her to create my own. But I did find this quiz that was, you're probably going to get arrested for stalking if you've done 15 of these things. So I'm going to ask you... So check off all the things that you've done. So I'm going to ask you if you've done this and then you say yes or no. Okay. And then also the picture for this is that one with Kim peeking out of the bush.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Have you stared at your crush intensely for an unreasonable amount of time?
Yes.
Okay. Gotten 126 weeks back in their Instagram feed.
I don't think so, because I'm always afraid of clicking like, and then they're like, this bitch is too deep in my shit.
Yeah, the only people I do that for are celebrities, because then I'm like, they probably get enough notifications that if I accidentally like something, someone else already has too. Okay, been in your crush's bushes?
No.
Made friends with their friends?
No.
Okay, liked every single one of their Facebook posts?
No.
Liked every single one of their Instagram posts?
No.
Made up names for your imaginary children with them?
Absolutely.
Popped up at their favorite bar regularly?
No.
Told people you were in a relationship with him or her.
Colin Hanks. I'm in a relationship with him. No, not really. No.
Sniffed their belongings.
No.
Stalked their friends and family.
No. I'm not a great stalker, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy.
Watched you and felt inspired by Joe's persistence.
No.
Honestly, I am inspired that that man kept going.
True love brings out the best in you.
Yeah. Convinced yourself you'll be with them one day.
Yes.
Yeah. dumped the person you're actually dating to rid yourself of any and all distractions.
No.
gotten a tattoo of your crush's face on your arm.
Who is doing this? This is like red flag city.
Yeah. moved into their apartment building to be closer to them.
No.
called their mom to introduce yourself.
This is insane. No.
Taking pictures of them paparazzi style.
Yes.
Of course. Put those paparazzi style pictures up on your wall.
No.
Taking a quiz to see if you'd get arrested for stalking your crush.
Yes.
Okay. You got, this is totally innocent crush stuff. I'm no expert on this, but looks like you probably won't get arrested. Just keep out of their bushes, okay?
I will do that.
You checked more than 63% of quiz takers.
Oh, baby. Wow.
that was kind of a lame quiz. I'm sorry.
That's okay. At least I know I won't be arrested.
Yeah, no, you're not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell. Okay. Do you have any final thoughts on Alone with Her?
I highly recommend everyone skip this movie. That's my final words.
Wow. Okay. Well, that leads us directly into rating the movie out of 5 Colin Hankses. How many Colin Hankses do you give Alone with Her?
I give him a -1, which is a Chet Hanks. Wow. A Chet Hanks is a -1 on the wow. Hanks scale.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'll also give it a -1, a Chet Hanks. That's a good rating. Yeah, no, skip this one, you guys. Unless you want to, it is free on Tubi, and it's only 1 hour and 20 minutes.
But it'll feel like a lifetime.
It will feel. It's just also, it kind of made me sick after a while looking at all the same, because it's like, I want to look at like a clear picture in the middle of the screen, you know, and sometimes they'd be like off to the side talking to someone. It'd be like, I just want to see what they're looking at.
Yeah. And they definitely maximize the nudity in it.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, naked all the time. And I was like, okay.
Once she said yeah, I think they were like, okay, let's get as many boobies in this shot as possible.
Yeah. There was one moment, though, at the beginning that I thought was funny and relatable, where she was getting ready in the bathroom and she was singing terribly. And I was like, I want more of this. Like, I want, like, the real footage of someone being stalked in their home when they're no one is watching them and they do the absolute crazy stuff, you know?
Yes. I would have loved to have seen that, too, because she was mostly like, I'm gorgeous, I'm beautiful, I'm naked, even I shower sexily. Yeah.
I want to see her showering where she's like really getting up in all the areas, you know?
Yeah. Or just like when you just stand in the shower staring at the wall for a while. I want to see that.
Yeah. Where you're just like thinking about. You're like, this water feels nice. And I'm thinking about just like all the stuff I have to do.
Exactly. That's what we should have seen.
Yeah. I want to see that. let's give us that movie where it's like he watches her be normal in her apartment and he's like, you know what? You know, I'm okay.
Never mind.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, where if people wanted to stalk you, where can people find you?
Well, as you know, everyone, I am not on TikTok yet.
Yeah.
So you can find me on the old faithful Instagrams at this_is_coop.
Yeah.
Yay.
And are you performing anywhere online?
I'm not performing anywhere. I'd like to be.
Yeah. Everyone hire this lady. She is the funniest, hardest working, and delivers every single time. You will be like, wow, why didn't I get her sooner? What am I doing? Am I a Doug? You know? So
beautiful.
Yeah. Be a Colin, not a Chet.
Yes. And I make a shirt that say this.
Yeah, be a Colin and not a Chet. Season 2 merch.
Yes.
We'll sell the shirts, and then with the money that we get from the proceeds, we can buy a cameo.
This is a brilliant idea. I'm going to actually write this down.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about Alone with Her.
It was a pleasure. The movie wasn't a pleasure, but you were a pleasure.
You too. And thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for